Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan. Simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. Hopefully you are not snowed in like our own Bobby Dwyer and you're out on the roads. Be careful. We will take you through the next couple hours. And I also hope you had a great Thanksgiving as we are here now after a couple of days off and a couple of more losses for New York football teams. It's as bad as it gets. One team gets a little momentum in the Jets and then gets smacked down. And I knew that that Andy Dalton move was something to keep an eye on. And, of course, it turns out to be all the losses during this year, this could have been the worst one for the Jets because they finally got it moving in the right direction for the Giants and their fans that are so upset. What did you expect? What did you expect yesterday? Did you really think that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were going to come in here after getting embarrassed on national TV and we're going to lose to the New York Giants in the snow? Come on, get a grip. Yeah, your coach kind of stinks. Yeah, the roster stinks and it's embarrassing, but did you really think you were going to compete in that game yesterday? Stop it. Fun day in the NFL outside of the two teams that play here. It's a refrain every single Monday. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing all right, but I'm getting sick and tired of covering this crap.
Yeah,
I really
seriously.
Am, especially when it comes to the Jets. I mean, that was embarrassing. Now, the Bengals had gotten better over the last 3 weeks, and of course, they had Ryan Finley as their quarterback, the rookie out of NC State, and he was killing them. And just the Jets' luck that all of a sudden he was going to be benched and they were going to bring Andy Dalton back. You know, Andy Dalton wasn't the second coming, you know, of Carson Palmer or anything like that. He was good. He managed the game and all that other stuff.
But you know what was really disappointing about this game yesterday?
Jets offense.
The Jets offense didn't even get in the red zone. And the drop passes and the penalties. I mean, Kelvin Beachum might as well have just stayed home. He had an awful, awful game. Right. We like Kelvin.
The holding in the end zone.
He just had a horrific
safety
game. And, you know, you could talk about leadership. You could talk about who's screaming on the sideline. You could talk about who's crying after the game and all this other crap. I mean, that was a game where when you look at it, and this is on the coaching staff, I'm sorry. You have got to make sure that your team is not taking anything for granted. And I know that Adam talked about this last week, so I heard him talking about it. And to have his team come out, and I don't care what anybody says, that was a flat freaking football team that looked like it was going to mail it in. And, you know, Robbie Anderson could have made a nice catch in the end zone, and we've seen him make catches like this time and again. You know, a player making a play, that's what it comes down to. You know, a player, you know, making a penalty. A quarterback who didn't turn the ball over yesterday but did get sacked a number of times. Carlos Dunlap had his best game of the year, of course. And it was just a game where you just never, ever felt like the Jets ever got into the game.
Yep.
And it was a close game for the most part. It was never a game where the Bengals were, you know, running away with it and getting to 30 points or something like that. It was a frustratingly flat, just absolutely horrific performance, one that included 10 penalties. And that was the biggest stat that jumped off the page to me because both teams' offenses were about the same. They kind of moved between the 20s, but the Bengals made a couple plays and the Jets didn't. And then all of a sudden, you look at the penalty stat sheet and you say, how many key penalties did we have that took big plays away from us that never allowed us to get into any sort of rhythm? And I'm sorry, that's on the coaching staff, man. That is directly right at the head coach. It's his job to get his team ready, and their team was not ready at any point. It all started, Le'Veon Bell drops a ball in the first drive, and you're like, man, I hope this isn't a sign of things.
Well, they ended up getting a field goal on that first drive, moved right down the field. Like, that's their MO,
but,
right?
I mean, just the whole.
And then after that, nothing! And I know that you get on the Jet fan for being too negative. Sometimes you're tired of hearing.
Oh, they have every right to be negative today.
But this is why. This is why. Because stuff like this happens all the time to them.
where they start to believe a little bit, they feel better about themselves, and then boom, the punch in the face. And that's why I think out of all the losses this year, you know, the 33-0 seeing ghost game, and that was to a good team, whatever. The Miami Dolphins game, Sam was still getting back. And this one was the worst because you started to believe in your quarterback again. You started to believe in the head coach for the first time this year. The offense was putting up 30 points a game consistently, and now you have on your resume, you are the first victory for not one, but two teams in the NFL that were losing every single game. The Cincinnati Bengals could not win a game. It wasn't Ryan Finley the entire year. It was Andy Dalton in the beginning of the year. Then he gets benched and things got worse for them with Ryan Finley. You cannot lose to an 0-11 football team. You know, I ended up picking the Bengals on Friday to cover, but I still thought that the Jets would win maybe last second field goal, something, because I believed in what they were building. And I don't even know if they believe in what they're building with that performance yesterday.
Do you know where the Cincinnati Bengal defense ranks in the NFL?
It's got to be either last or next to last. It has to be.
It is next to last. So this is who the Jets have lost to this year. The Miami Dolphins, third worst defense. Cincinnati Bengals, second worst defense. They've lost to both of those teams.
Yeah.
I mean, it is mind-numbing that they would put a performance out there like they did last week.
The momentum in their favor in this season. I mean, they had three great wins in a row. And this was supposed to be another one. This could have been the easiest one. But it really just seemed like, you know, after that Raiders win, you know, I don't know whatever cliche you want to use, started believing the press clippings or whatever it was, but they came out the exact opposite of the way that they had the last couple of weeks. There was a purpose the last 3 weeks. Like, we want to show that we aren't one of the worst teams in the NFL. And then it was like yesterday, they wanted to show that they were one of the worst teams in the NFL. So this is now Adam Gase once again. It's amazing. Week to week, the roller coaster, right? Like, all of a sudden, you believe in the coach, you believe in the quarterback, you believe in the direction that they're going, and now all of a sudden, you feel like they're back at square one because they're capable of something like this. I don't know how you can go from offensively doing basically whatever you wanted for three straight games. Ball down the field, running the football, Sam Darnold looking great, to not scoring a touchdown against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, the other thing that's a little bit puzzling to me, it's a lot of it puzzling to me. I mean, I don't know the way he is on the field, on the sideline. Those things I can't judge because I can only watch from afar. And that is, like, what is going on with Le'Veon Bell? Like, what are they trying to do with him? Are they trying to do anything with him? I mean, you would think that you're playing against one of the worst run defenses in football. You got to believe he's got to touch the ball. And I know that there were a lot of these stupid penalties that took back big plays that the Jets had, or drop passes that took back a potential big play for the Jets. So it was like one of those things, like, they never were able to, like, get it going. And when you can't get it going, you can't call plays where a guy like Le'Veon Bell is going to ever get into a rhythm. And it's like, they cannot figure out what to do with him.
Yeah. Well,
it's either him or it's them, meaning the coaching staff. I mean, like, what is he?
Yeah, right now,
$15 million bust?
No. Well, I think a lot of it has to do, it seems like that right now, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, Adam Gase never wanted the guy. Now, I don't think that he's deliberately sabotaging him, but he's just not someone that he thought about in his offense. And then he's there on this roster, and then he's got to figure out how to use him, and he just doesn't know how to use him.
I mean, it's amazing to me. I know he dropped the pass in the first series. How to use him? I mean,
you got
to
run him.
You got to run him, and you got to throw the ball to him. You know, this is a guy that's had 80 catches in a season.
I know. It doesn't seem like he understands what he's capable of.
I don't understand why he just does not get more opportunities. I mean, I don't care if it's a screen. I don't care if it's a wide receiver where he lines up in the slot. You throw them a screen. Somehow, some way, he has got to touch the ball more. Now, again, I don't know what he's like in practice. I don't know what he's like in the meetings. I don't know how many mistakes he's making on the field. And I certainly don't know what he's like during game day.
Well,
this could be a completely different person and player than the Steelers had when he was in his heyday. You know,
here's the problem, though. His heyday was the last year that he played. He was as good as anybody in football. Then he takes a year off where there's no wear and tear on his body. He comes back in shape, and he looks like a washed-up football player. Now, I don't know how much of that's on him or how much it's on the coaching staff, whatever. But he doesn't look – this is not a guy who missed a year because of injury. This isn't a guy who is now 30 years old. This is not someone who – there's no excuse.
Well, I would say, you know, publicly he seems to be coming off great, right? He's saying all the right things. He seems like he's been very supportive of his coach and his quarterback and everything. You know, privately could be another, you know, different thing. Like, is he late for meetings? Is he missing walkthroughs? Is he, you know, doing, you know, walking to his own bird or whatever? You know what I mean? I don't know any of that stuff.
Walking to his own bird.
I made that up. I don't know what to call walking to his own tune or something.
The
or,
beat of his own drum. Is that what you're
talking about? Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even if he was, he's too talented to be this bad.
But I know, but there's something wrong around him. And this team, and I don't know if it's the offense the way Adam's calling plays, or I just don't know. I swear to you, Jet fans, I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna find out what the hell is going on with him, because you know it's mind numbing to me that the previous general manager would pay him $15 million a year, and then his production would be the lowest of his career. It's almost like he's back when he was a rookie.
And there's some matchups here that he should have just completely feasted in. I mean, the Dolphins game should have feasted in. This game he should have. I mean, that's where it should start. I mean, every other time that you see some of these matchups against the worst teams in football, you know, and by the way, I mean, the Jets have played them all. I mean, the Jets are with the Redskins and the Giants and the Dolphins and the Bengals, they played them all. I mean, generally, the most talented running backs in the game, when they get these matchups, they go off for 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. They catch the ball 6 or 7 times. I mean, that's what happens, right? But with Le'Veon Bell in these matchups, he's a non-factor.
So when they go 3 games in a row where they score 34 points in each of those games and then come out and do this against a winless team.
Coaching, right?
It's you know, and I understand that Andy Dalton's different than Ryan Finley. He's not going to throw the interceptions that are going to be killers and all that other stuff, and you know, scores for the opposing team because there were no turnovers yesterday. But still, you got to beat a team like this down, especially when you're in the midst of a 3-game winning streak.
I mean, there is no excuse for the offense to put up 6 points. Now, you want to tell me that Andy Dalton had something to prove, like we were talking about going in, that's fine. You can give up 22 points in the game. You know, you better score 34.
I mean, all right, they gave up 22. That's not a lot of points.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
They gave up a lot of key third down conversions, which frustrates, I think, the offense and the team in general. But, man, their offense never got to the red zone. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, against the second worst defense when it comes to giving up yards in the NFL, the offense never got to the freaking red zone. Never.
Yeah, all the Jets had to do to get this entire city of Jet fans, you know, the half of it of Jet fans, excited was to get to 6-7. Get to 6-7 and have a shot against the Baltimore Ravens on a Thursday night. That we would have been talking about that game like it was the Super Bowl around here, because we've had nothing to talk about with either the Jets or Giants for years and years and years. And they what do? They go out and not just lose to the 0-11 Cincinnati Bengals, but get completely beaten to a pulp by the 0-11 Cincinnati Bengals.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. You know, you've saved somewhat of your season, and your coach has got this team going, and he becomes pass happy, and I understand all that. And the penalties were just crushing yesterday. But again, I want to know why the $15 million running back is still like being partly used. It's almost as if he is sharing the backfield where he's only getting 50% of the opportunities. And I know Bilal Powell has gotten some opportunities and has run hard and has run well, but he's not, you know, Le'Veon Bell, who is supposed to be a Hall of Fame level talent.
Yeah, and let's not forget too that there is a history with Adam Gase and running backs. I mean, he did make that Jay Ajayi trade to send a message and got him out of there when he was really starting to heat up and be a good player. He never really embraced the Kenyon Drake situation. Also, the new coaching staff didn't either because they traded him away. And now he's the number one back with Arizona.
And how are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, well, Arizona had it. We talk about the Dolphins, or you talk about the Cardinals?
I'm talking about both. I think the Dolphins have been very competitive, and I think Arizona is basically just now at this point is like, wow. Poor Kyler Murray is finding out, just like Daniel Jones is finding out, how relentless and how long an NFL season is.
But that was the worst situation they've had all year was yesterday. Like Arizona, to me, here's the difference between what happened to Arizona yesterday and what happened to the Giants and Jets yesterday is that you almost say, okay, fine. Like, we haven't seen that really all year from them. You got beaten down. The Rams really needed something to prove after their embarrassing performance the week before. Like, we'll give you that one because you've given us so much this year to get us excited about the future. I'll give you that one. It's the opposite with these two teams here. You know, think about Arizona. I mean, Arizona, the way that they played San Francisco the two times they played them, what was it, a three-point game the first time? They were up 16-0 the second game. I mean, that's a 10-2 football team they were competitive with, you know, in their division in two games. You know, Arizona's just, you know, that game against the Lions where they came back and tied. I mean, there's things you build on. You know, with the Jets and Giants, every time you're building, you're taking one step forward and then three steps back. So, like, we could talk about Arizona as a disappointment yesterday. Sure, they got blown out. But I can talk about Arizona next year. I'm excited about what Arizona's building there next year with Kyler Murray. I don't know so much
about. You
don't
feel that way about the Giants and Daniel Jones?
I feel great about Daniel Jones. That's it. What else do you feel good about? I mean, you know, people talking about Saquon Barkley looked different yesterday. That's great.
How about Slayton?
All right, fine. So Darius Slayton and Daniel Jones. I mean, there's 53 guys on the team. We're scratching for two of them. Oh. I mean, come on. I mean, the Giants up and down
but at the end of the day,
a mess.
Hey, but at the end of the day, we said on Friday, the Giants are going to lose the Packers.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew it. I mean, and you knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to come in and he was going to torch their defense.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what happened to the Giants yesterday, the fact that it was actually as close as it was all the way through the third quarter was a little bit shocking to me. It looked like it was a lot of fun to play in the snow, but I'm not surprised that they ended the game the way it ended.
No, I mean, neither was I. I made it my knockout pick.
The
I picked them on the air.
I mean, the Jet thing is like punch in the face surprising.
Yeah.
The Giant thing was like, hey, they hung in there, and then all of a sudden the young quarterback makes a couple bad throws, and the game goes the other way. You know, it's kind of like, all right, I expected that, but I did not expect what we saw from the Jets yesterday. You know, like, I expected to see what we saw from the Knicks. Like, okay, they're playing tough till three quarters, and then they're going to wilt in the fourth quarter because that's what they do.
Remember that day when I came in, and you were all excited about the Knicks winning a game, and I said they were going to lose five in a row, and you said, why are you so negative? Well, they've now lost six in a row right after that. So there you go. I was wrong. They lost more games in a row than I expected them to lose. I don't even want to even mention them. There's going to be like, we're going to put like the Knicks on an embargo coming up here the next couple of months because I can't even get myself to talk about them. It's that bad. All right. Boomer and Gio just getting started on a negative Monday morning. Another one here on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There's just there's barely anything positive in New York sports. We're trying. We'll try to cheer you up on this disgusting weather day as well.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.